Bipartisan political leaders condemn assassination of Charlie Kirk. Washington. Political leaders across the United States condemned the assassination of conservative commentator Charlie Kirk, who was killed at Utah Valley University on September 10. Kirk, founder of conservative youth group Turning Point USA and a frequent speaker at university campuses, was shot in the neck while speaking outdoors to a crowd of university students. He was rushed off the stage to a hospital by police and his personal security, where he later died of his injuries. Kirk's death was confirmed by a statement from his organization. Charles James Kirk has been murdered by gunshot, wrote Tpuza in a statement. May he be received into the loving arms of our Savior, who suffered and died for Charlie. They added, referring to Jesus Christ and Kirk's Christian faith, which he publicly professed. Shortly after the news of his shooting, and later of his death, high-ranking politicians and commentators from both political parties issued expressions of condolence and condemnations of the incident, as well as of political violence in general. The great, and even legendary, Charlie Kirk is dead, announced President Donald Trump on social media. No one understood or had the heart of the youth in the United States of America better than Charlie. He was loved and admired by all, especially me, and now he is no longer with us. Melania and my sympathies go out to his beautiful wife Erica and family. Charlie, we love you, he added. Trump himself survived two assassination attempts during the 2024 election. Vice President J.D. Vance wrote in response to Trump's statement, "Eternal rest grant unto him, O Lord." U.S. presidents, British PMs, Netanyahu issue statements. All living former U.S. presidents, as well as several foreign leaders, chimed in to offer their condolences and condemnation. "I'm saddened and angered by Charlie Kirk's murder," wrote former President Bill Clinton. "I hope we all go through some serious introspection and redouble our efforts to engage in debate passionately, yet peacefully. Hillary and I are keeping Erica, their two young children, and their family in our prayers," wrote the 42nd U.S. president, who was in office at the time of Kirk's birth on October 14, 1993. Today, a young man was murdered in cold blood while expressing his political views. It happened on a college campus, where the open exchange of opposing ideas should be sacrosanct, wrote former President George W. Bush in a statement released by the Bush Presidential Center. "Members of other political parties are not our enemies. They are our fellow citizens. May God bless Charlie Kirk and his family, and may God guide America toward civility," Bush said. "We don't yet know what motivated the person who shot and killed Charlie Kirk, but this kind of despicable violence has no place in our democracy. Michelle and I will be praying for Charlie's family tonight, especially his wife Erica and their two young children," wrote former President Barack Obama on social media platform Threads. Former President Joe Biden wrote on X, "There is no place in our country for this kind of violence. It must end now. Jill and I are praying for Charlie Kirk's family and loved ones." Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu wrote on X that Kirk was murdered for speaking truth and defending freedom. "A lion-hearted friend of Israel, he fought the lies and stood tall for Judeo-Christian civilization. I spoke to him only 2 weeks ago and invited him to Israel," Netanyahu added. "Sadly, that visit will not take place. We lost an incredible human being. His boundless pride in America and his valiant belief in free speech will leave a lasting impact. Rest in peace, Charlie Kirk." At least two UK prime ministers also publicly commented on the murder. "My thoughts this evening are with the loved ones of Charlie Kirk. It is heartbreaking that a young family has been robbed of a father and a husband," wrote incumbent Prime Minister Keir Starmer on X. "We must all be free to debate openly and freely without fear. There can be no justification for political violence." Former Prime Minister Boris Johnson wrote on X, "The murder of Charlie Kirk is a tragedy and a sign of the utter desperation and cowardice of those who could not defeat him in argument. He has been killed for saying things that used to be simple common sense," Johnson said. "He has been killed because he had the courage to stand up publicly for reasonable opinions held by millions and millions of ordinary people both in the US and Britain. The world has a shining new martyr to free speech. Our thoughts and prayers are with his family and loved ones." US officials condemn killing. The leader's tributes and condemnation of the attack were among hundreds of messages, including from members of Congress and administration officials. "We ask everyone to pray for him and his family," said House Speaker Mike Johnson at the U.S. Capitol, shortly before leading the U.S. House of Representatives in a moment of silence. "This is detestable what's happened. Political violence has become all too common in American society, and this is not who we are. It violates the core principles of our country. There is no place in our country for political violence. Period. Full stop. Please join me in praying for Charlie Kirk," wrote Senate Majority Leader John Thune. "Rest in peace, Charlie Kirk. Casey and I are praying for his family. Charlie was a warrior for liberty, and his murder is a tragedy for our nation," wrote Governor Ron DeSantis. "Once again, a bullet has silenced the most eloquent truth-teller of an era," wrote Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., whose father, Democratic presidential candidate and U.S. Senator Robert F. Kennedy, was assassinated in 1968, and whose uncle, President John F. Kennedy, was assassinated on November 22, 1963. "Democrats denounce political and gun violence." Many Democrats and progressive political commentators also expressed dismay. "The attack on Charlie Kirk is disgusting, vile, and reprehensible. In the United States of America, we must reject political violence in every form," wrote California Governor Gavin Newsom on X. Newsom made headlines earlier this year when he invited Kirk to be the inaugural guest on his podcast, This is Gavin Newsom, where they discussed political differences between Democrats and Republicans. "The scourge of gun violence and political violence must end. The shooting of Charlie Kirk is the latest incident of this chaos, and it must stop. We cannot go down this road," wrote U.S. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez on X. Former House Speaker and Representative Nancy Pelosi, whose husband Paul was attacked in their San Francisco home in 2022, wrote on X, "The horrific shooting today at Utah Valley University is reprehensible. Political violence has absolutely no place in our nation." Former Vice President Kamala Harris wrote on X that she was deeply disturbed by the shooting in Utah. "Let me be clear. Political violence has no place in America. I condemn this act, and we all must work together to ensure this does not lead to more violence," she said. New York State Assemblyman Zohran Mamdani, the Democratic nominee and current polling leader in the 2025 New York City mayoral election, wrote on X, "I'm horrified by the shooting of Charlie Kirk at a college event in Utah. Political violence has no place in our country." Mehdi Hasan, a British-American progressive commentator who has often criticized Kirk's positions on various issues, wrote on X, "Horrific news out of Utah. Political violence and gun violence is never acceptable, excusable, or justifiable." Even before the news of his death, many well-wishers expressed the gravity of the situation, noting that the shot hit a vulnerable part of Kirk's body. "The shot looked real bad, but I sure hope Charlie makes it somehow," wrote Tesla and SpaceX CEO Elon Musk, who is also the executive chairman of X.